Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
It's Friday and the weekend's here. My hair looks good. It can't get much better than that.
All right, I kind of feel like that guy's rubbing it in a little bit. Whenever I get comments about hair, I feel like that's just rubbing it in. But you know what? That guy is excited that it is Friday. It is the weekend. It is the Mark K. Show. And I'm live today in Dallas, Texas at something called Video Marketing World, which is an incredible. This is the perfect place for me. You guys know I'm on Instagram all the time and on Twitter. And we're live streaming the show right now, as a matter of fact, from the lobby of the hotel. We're in beautiful Richardson, Texas. Yeehaw. And we're in the lobby of the hotel. We've got the live stream going on Facebook, on Twitter. We're on Twitch, we're on Mixer, whatever the heck that is. We're everywhere, and I'm finally in a place where I'm surrounded by like-minded people. Basically, it's a bunch of egomaniacs with cameras who want to make a lot of money. So they talk to themselves and they wander around and they post everything on the internet, and that's fantastic. I wanted to play you this other clip though that we got a great. I don't know what's going on with the open mics today, but the open mics today, everybody, for whatever reason, maybe it's because it was the first week back with the kids at school, maybe everybody's just ready to party, but everybody seems really excited about the weekend, especially this guy.
I love President Trump, but it's the weekend. Who cares what he's doing? It's time for beer. It's time for fishing, off-roading, and cooking out.
Beer, fishing, off-roading, and cooking out. That guy is ready. That guy's ready for some fun this weekend. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me. Well, listen, it's 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. If you want to leave an open mic message, it's easy to do. Just download our free mobile app. It's News 104.5 WOKV in the App Store, either the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store, and you can record your own open mic message, and you can send it in, and you can comment about whatever you want. You can comment about me being here in Dallas. You can comment about Joe Walsh wanting to be president of the United States. Listen, I don't want to comment too much, but when Joe Walsh, who is for all intents and purposes a radio talk show host, and this is something I know a little bit about, when Joe Walsh, a radio talk show host, says, "Hey, you know what? I think that I want to run for president. I think that I can beat Donald Trump in the election." Listen, take it from me. The only thing worse than a reality TV star running the country would be a talk radio host. I'm telling you, talk radio hosts, they're the scourge of the earth. They are the lowest. It doesn't get any lower than that. It doesn't. When you want to talk about publicity stunts, when you want to talk about people who will do anything to get ahead, your talk radio hosts are the worst. They're worse than real estate mogul billionaires. They're worse than I'm going to be honest with you. There's not one person running on either side that I would rather see president of the United States than this Joe Walsh guy. And we'll get into that here in just a minute. But first, since it is Friday, I know for a lot of people, that means it's payday. And payday is when a lot of you were waiting to scoop up our puzzle shirts, our Keep America Great puzzle shirts, which are available exclusively at themarkkshow.com. And I have to tell you, I haven't updated the website, but we are pushing 250, and we only have a limited run of 500 for the first batch. These shirts, I'm telling you, people have been buying in bulk. The maximum you can buy is 5. We have people who are ordering 5 at a time. in various different sizes. They're getting them for themselves. They're getting them for their kids. They're getting them for their girlfriends and their wives. Because you don't want to show favoritism between the two. And as soon as we hit 500, we're going to shut down the first run. Will there be a second run? I have no idea. But there is a first run. It's on now. And as soon as we hit 500, we've got a cannon. We're 250 in. So if you got paid today, if you got your paycheck and you're like, Mark, hey, I was waiting for Friday, now time to go. Because honestly, I don't think that these are going to last throughout the weekend. I don't think these are going to last throughout the weekend. If you haven't yet seen them, they're great. We've got nothing but positive comments. In fact, we posted a photo on Facebook. It's been shared over 1.1 thousand times. People have commented. Some people have commented it's the ugliest shirt they've ever seen. Others are like, this is genius. This is great. It's so fashionable. I love it. I can't wait to wear it around my friends, both conservative and Democratic. The conservatives are going to love it. The Democrats aren't going to understand it. And again, there's a limited edition of these shirts. You have 9 days left, but I don't think they're going to last. So hit up themarkkshow.com, themarkkshow.com. And if you're streaming online, we've got that link up right there on the stream. So you can come and hang out. All right. So I'm in Dallas today, and I flew out yesterday. And this is really, I don't know how much of this story I can tell, but it's really interesting when you go someplace like an airport, which is a very secure location, and there's TSA agents and there's people, you know, that are there for your safety and stuff like that. And again, I'm not looking to pat myself on the back, but it kind of wigs me out a little bit when I get recognized by someone that I feel has a lot of power. I get wigged out when I get recognized by somebody who I feel has a lot of authority. And what happened at the airport was I went up to the TSA line and I had my TSA pre-check. I was ready to go. I had my ID out, my ID badge, and I walk up to the guy at the gate and I go, hey, I'm Mark Kay. Here's my ticket. Here's my ID. Can you please let me on the plane? And the guy goes, I watch you on Twitch. And I was like, oh no, this is either going to be really good or really bad. And I haven't quite figured it out yet. But he goes, I watch you on Twitch. You're great. And then I asked him what his Twitch name was, and I won't repeat it because I don't think I can actually say it on the air. I'm going to be honest with you. But we appreciate, I mean, it's so funny to see that there's people watching on Twitch who work at the airport. There's people who are listening to the show, and they, you know, they work at the DMV. And whenever you see me out in public, definitely, especially if you stream online, I'd love to know about it. If you watch the show on the, or you listen on the app, or you listen on the radio, let us know, because, you know, we like to know that what we're doing is reaching people, and we like to know that people are, you know, enjoying the show and watching the show and taking it in wherever they can. So that's something that I definitely, you know, and it's a bonus. I thought I would get through without having, I was like, oh, can I just go through? He's like, no, you still got to take off your shoes and your belt. I mean, we know who you are. We still don't trust you. But then I got through security, no problem. Oh, and then I got on the plane, which apparently, again, I don't travel as much as some people. There are people out there, they are traveling every week. They're on planes every single day, some of them. They're flying to Atlanta, and then they fly to New York, and then they're flying to Dallas, and then they're on the East Coast, West Coast. There are people that, they get the automatic upgrades, and there are people out there who you know, they're so familiar with the way that the airlines run, they can give you the whole safety demonstration, you know, verbatim, by heart. And I'm not one of those people because I don't fly that often. But when I was walking on the plane, these people behind me were talking about how old the plane was. They're like, this plane is silver. I haven't seen a silver plane in 10 years. They're like, this must be an old one. Some other guy was like, oh yeah, I bet they don't even have Wi-Fi. And I was like, oh my God, they're putting me on this old plane and they're going to hurl me across the country at 400 miles an hour for the next 3 hours. What am I going to do? But the flight was actually really, really good. And the plane was old. It had a weird kind of odor to it. And the AC didn't really work. But whatever. You know, I landed, and I'm here in Texas, and I am live today at Video Marketing World. I'm doing a couple of things. You know, people are like, what are you doing there? Well, a couple of things. I'm doing a presentation. I'm moderating a panel today, and then I'm doing a presentation tomorrow about basically what we do every single day. You know, what we do with our live streaming and what we do with our videos and how we use it, you know, how I develop my website and that kind of thing. And it's a lot of fun because I don't know if you ever heard that you see these people that are walking around and they're just constantly taking video of themselves Those are the people that are here. They're all here. They're walking around with cameras. They're walking around with cell phones. They're videotaping everything. And then I imagine they're all at lunchtime going to go run up to their hotel rooms and upload them to the internet. Anyway, since it is Friday, we will be doing some Fake News Friday later on today, which is very exciting. We'll have some giveaways for you. 855-765-1045. We can take phone. Just because I'm like four states away doesn't mean I can't talk to you on the phone. We still want your open mic messages, so send those in through the mobile app, and we'll play some of those here in just a minute. Quick break, live from Dallas at Video Marketing World. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
He's informative, entertaining, you might even say funny. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay, and I'm live in Dallas. I'm sitting in the hotel hotel lobby right outside of Video Marketing World, which is a phenomenal event. And basically what happens is you got all these people from all over the country, and they are here to learn about video marketing and video and talking about stuff and using your personality to you know, just be a better person. And, well, that's why they invited me. Because there's also, I think, because I'm loud. Like, hey, we need somebody who's loud who can moderate a panel. How about that Mark Kay guy? I'm like, all right, great. But I have to do my radio show. So I'm sitting here in the middle of the lobby, and I'm yelling and screaming, and everybody's looking at me, and it's phenomenal. And one of the things I love about being here is that I really feel like I'm surrounded by my people, a.k.a. egomaniacal capitalists. And that's really, I'm going to be honest with you, and we say this all the time. In fact, when we spoke the other day about, remember Miss Nevada, who we're going back and forth with, by the way, and we've become good friends with her, the one that was, she was stripped of her title and told she had to send back her crown and her sash, and she was no longer going to be able to compete in the Miss America pageant this weekend because she wore a Trump 2020 hat on Instagram, and because she had political beliefs, which she put out on Instagram. So they just said, you're out. You send back the crown, send back the sash. Well, we've been trying to get her on the show, although guess what? She was flown out to Las Vegas. She was put up at one of the Trump Plaza hotels there. She's been on a whirlwind media tour, and I had to come to Dallas. So hopefully Monday we can get her on the show and we can talk a little bit about that. We can ask for some of her opinions as we put together our own Miss MAGA pageant, which will be very exciting. And we'll just kind of see how her life has changed and see what's going on with her. And it should be very exciting. But, you know, these are the kinds of people these are the people that are really going to save America. Because when you look at, go back in history, the people that created America and the people that are responsible for America being a thing were people that were capitalists, number one, and fairly egomaniacal. These are people that were like, that believed, you know, like if you start a business, for example, if you start a YouTube channel, if you start an Instagram account, you believe that people are just going to want to listen to you or look at your photos or even a radio show. They're gonna be, they're going to definitely want to hear my opinions. They're going to laugh at my jokes. Well, think about back in history. I mean, these are people who are like, hey, if we start a war, we could win this, and people are going to want to come to our country and get freedom. It's really, I mean, it takes a big ego. It takes a big ego to be a founding father of an entire country, especially one like this. It takes a big ego to run a country like this. And, you know, and everybody who accuses the current president of having a big ego, you know, let's look at the flip side of that. Because every single person running on the other side, and even this Joe Walsh guy now, who I don't know him personally, but I have followed him long enough. And let's just be honest. When you're in the radio industry, you know these people. I've met enough radio hosts in my time to know what's going through this guy's head. And let's be honest, there is no better publicity than running for president. There is no better. If I weren't, you know, born in Canada, I would run myself just so we could get more people streaming us on Twitch. Think about that. How great would that be? Hey, presidential candidate live streaming on Twitch. Go watch him. I think that would be a phenomenal story. And I know that we would get a ton more Twitch followers, you know, now that Ninja's gone. So basically what's going to happen is this guy, Joe Walsh, and I assume he's already starting to see an influx of view. And the same, in fact, I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, which I never get to do because I'm usually at work. But because I'm here in Dallas, I was in the hotel, and my good buddy Brian Kilmeade. Brian Kilmeade was talking about this Tom Bergeron Dancing with the Stars thing. Dancing with the Stars, which seems to be like the least controversial program ever, all of a sudden is in the middle of a political controversy. And it seems like a dumb political controversy. It seems like something that would never have happened. And it's all because the host, Tom Bergeron, said he didn't like former press secretary Sean Spicer being invited to dance on the show. to dance on the show, not to come and debate political topics, not to come in and talk about the election, to put on some shoes and dance. And let's be honest, probably Sean Spicer is not going to be there for several weeks into the program. I'm not saying anything. I don't. Maybe he's the best dancer in the world. Maybe he's the next, who's a great dancer? I don't know. Mikhail Baryshnikov, is he still a thing? Anyway, but I'm just guessing Sean Spicer will be there a week, maybe two, maybe more. Who knows? Maybe he'll get the popular vote. Or no, maybe he'll get the electoral vote, and he'll stay on Dancing with the Stars for a long time. But Tom Bergeron comes out, and he throws Sean Spicer under the bus, throws the producers under the bus, and releases this really long statement about how he doesn't want any political people on a show, which has featured Geraldo Rivera, which has featured Tom DeLay, which has featured Tucker Carlson, which has featured former Governor Rick Perry. I mean, it's not the first time this has happened. So I'm watching Brian Kilmeade, and he goes, this is a ploy. This is a plot by ABC to get us talking about their show. And he's right, because when was the last time Fox News covered Dancing with the Stars? Probably never. When was the last time we talked about Dancing with... Okay, I talk about Dancing with the Stars a lot, but I'm just a closet fan. So it's using the political climate to further your career. It's using the political climate to market yourself. And people are doing it really well. So when a guy like Joe Walsh, who is a talk show host, says, hey, I'm going to challenge the president in the primary, I immediately think to myself, ratings grab. I immediately think to myself, publicity stunt. I immediately think to myself, this is a guy who wants to leverage a new contract with a huge audience and international name recognition. And then I think to myself, damn it, why didn't I think of that first? 855-765-1045. That's all right. I'll just have to keep pushing t-shirts at themarkkshow.com. 855-765-1045 is our number. You can hit me up with an open mic message too. Just leave one in our mobile app. And we've got some Fake News Friday on the way. We are live in Dallas at Video Marketing World all morning long. Live stream us. Keep us tuned in. It's the Mark K Show. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Oh, by the way, I should let you know the Jaguars lost last night. That's something I haven't been able to say in a week.
Go Gators, beat Canes.
Yeah, I think college football may be the way to go. We got one open mic message about the Jaguars game, and I don't think he's a fan.
Fool's ball. If y'all need something to support, why don't you support getting your lazy butts off the couch and doing something productive instead of sitting around drinking beer and eating nachos and being a waste on society, buying a bunch of propaganda and crap from a bunch of people who don't support the nation. Enjoy your game.
Well, I did not enjoy the game, so that happened. But also, you know what? There ain't nothing wrong with sitting on your butt, drinking beer, and eating nachos, because I feel like that brings America together. We have a couple phone calls. Bill is calling from St. Nicholas. Bill, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you, Bill?
Good, Mark. How about yourself today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for asking. We are live in Dallas today. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you fine. I can hear you fine, guys. Sounds like you're right here in St. Nicholas or something like that, man.
Oh, sweet. Actually, I am. I'm peeking over your shoulder. What did you want to say today, Bill?
Okay. First of all, I want to touch base on something that's already old news, but talk about it for a second anyway. One of them is the fact that I came up here from Cocoa 31 years ago, raised my kids up here, love Jacksonville.
Okay.
All my family's down in Cocoa. I'm staying up here. One of the things, whenever anybody came up to Jacksonville, there were a couple of things that we always did. One of them was we went to the landing, okay?
You went to the landing.
We took everybody to the landing. Like, hey, come on up, I'll show you. We'll go to the landing. It was something to do. And it wasn't, I'm not that popular, so not many people visit me, but whenever they came into town, that was a thing. It was a thing,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, it was a thing when they lit up the Christmas. You know, we already went over all that. Okay, this administration took the landing away from us, and it's possible that we could actually lose the Florida-Georgia game because of the fact that we're leaving some place that everybody that came into town for decades, they all came down there and got drunk as, you know, as all as they could possibly be, but it was part of the experience. Okay, we did, you know, that to me, taking away the landing from the people of the city of Jacksonville, maybe that was something we should have been able to vote on. Okay, you know, I'm just saying because, you know, this administration just did it without asking us, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, look, I mean, and then, there's more. You know, go ahead, and then you go through your items, and then I'll go through and I'll, you know, try to give you some kind of insight from my point of view. Go ahead.
There you go. The next item is the fact that the second place where I always, where my kids went, where we used to go to Metro Park, like whenever there was a holiday and they were shooting off fireworks, they would have bands come into town. We would go to Metro Park, sit out there on a blanket. There'd be 10,000 other people going out there. Sure. We would do all of that. We would sweat, get sunburnt, you know, buy whatever food was available. And it was a part of the Jacksonville experience that, again, I would tell people from that weren't from here on what we had, that we had an amazing couple hundred acre park right on the river that we would go to for free and see some really cool bands. I mean, REO Speedwagon, I mean, just go on and on.
I can tell you're a big fan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is with Metro Park, is up until the hurricanes hit, if you went out there late on a Friday and Saturday night, and when it was shrimp season, you could go out there any night, and there were families out there that would take their families out there. These were people that didn't necessarily have the money for Disney World, but they would go to Metro Park, take their kids out there, spend all Friday night out there fishing, catching fish, just having a good, solid family time.
Okay, now these are all great points, Bill. So now what is your concern, that the landing is now gone?
The landing, first of all, the landing is out there wherever they're doing with it, but I'm getting away from the landing. I think that right at this point in time, before this administration gives the owner of the Jaguars Metro Park, that maybe we might want to consider making Metro Park a state park, take it out of the city officials' hands so that we can have this for future generations before something else happens to it.
Here's the other thing, though. Here's what I don't understand, because you're talking about all these great things that you can do with your family and your visitors and people that come check you out. You can say, hey, we can go to the landing and we can, I mean, I don't even know what you do at the landing other than the Christmas tree lighting. But what is it that you, I mean, you don't think that Shad Khan or the city or anybody else who's looking at Metro Park and looking at the landing and coming up with all these developmental plans and talking about putting in an aquarium, or, you know, they're already going to put hotels and restaurants and venues in Lot J at the stadium. You don't think that all of that is going to actually be more of a draw for your friends and relatives and give you more opportunity for things to do?
The Metro Park is the only property of its kind on the St. John's River, and it belongs to the people of Jacksonville.
Right.
Okay. Once you put a hotel there, it no longer becomes a property of the people of Jacksonville and the people of Jacksonville. I'm talking about, there's a million people here, of which the people who are here. It's like going down the beach and not being able to get to the beach.
The problem is with Metro Park is that people aren't going down there and playing ball and frisbee with their friends. They're not doing that. It's become kind of a wasted property. And unless you have the concerts, you're going to lose out on that facility anyway. But what they've done is with places like Daly's Place and with, you know, these other proposals that they're looking at for amphitheaters, you're still going to have a place for the musical venues. You're still going to have park space. I mean, they talked about turning the landing into a park, which would be a brand new park right there, like you said, on the St. John's River in downtown. I mean, the goal, and I think, and I understand that you're a big fan of the park. You've had a lot of great memories in the park, but the park is not drawing the kind of people that we want to draw to downtown Jacksonville, which is people with money and families who are looking to invest in a good time. It's drawing homeless, and it's drawing, well, basically that's about it. So we've got to make some changes. If you don't update, I mean, and that's the whole problem with the landing. The landing didn't ever update. It never updated. It never modernized. It never met the needs of the city. And sure, you could go down there once a year for the Christmas tree lighting, and that was fun. But then how many times did you go there throughout the year otherwise, unless you had to? Florida, Georgia, maybe. But otherwise, it was kind of a wasted piece of property.
Right. And the landing, and first of all, you know, let's back off of the landing because of the fact that I absolutely agree that it was 25 years outdated and something needed to be done. But with Metro Park, like 2 years ago, Okay, 2 years ago, the administration was looking for somebody to condemn the grandstand. They got somebody to condemn the grandstand. That's great. Now they don't have to. Now they don't have to bring things in there because of the fact that they got the grandstand condemned. Instead of trying to do something with the property, and that's my point. And it's the same thing with the water park that was down there that wasn't used enough for the children. Yeah. I think it was Mayor Hazori put the water park in there. You know, it was sprinklers.
Bill,
and all
listen,
that kind
I,
of
listen.
Stuff.
I thanks, a business, Bill. We got to take a quick break. I really appreciate your call and I appreciate your concern. Look, here's the thing that concerns me is when you say the thing that really concerns me is when you say let's take the park away from the city and give it to the state. I mean, I feel like you're just going higher up the ladder of incompetence. You know, it's like, let's just make it a federal park and then nobody will take care of it. But to me, I mean, again, I'm a capitalist by nature. That's why I'm here at Video Marketing World. That's why I flew to Dallas to hang out with other capitalists, people who want to do things and build, build cool things and give people opportunities to try new experiences and make money at the same time, because that's the only way that things get better. And the city has had Metropolitan Park since its inception, and it is nothing. It is nothing. The landing had the city as held the lease on that with the Slamans, and it has deteriorated. The fact that that's gone is, I think a lot of people agree, a step in the right direction. And Florida, Georgia, look, I'm shocked that we were able to keep Florida, Georgia as long as we could, seeing as how the only thing we had to offer people was the landing and Met Park. But you start building hotels. I mean, look back at the Super Bowl. When the Super Bowl was here, 12 years ago for the first and only time, they had to bring in cruise ships because we didn't have enough hotel rooms. And there were cruise ships, like three or four of them in the St. John's River. And that's where people had to stay because we weren't developed enough, because we had an old landing and a park. And now to grow the city and keep it going, they're looking to expand Lot J, Met Park. Watch the Maxwell House factory. Watch what happens there. The jail. I mean, these are all opportunities for you to, and look, no one's saying we want to keep Bill from St. Nicholas out of downtown. They're saying we want Bill from St. Nicholas to have 10,000 reasons to come here every weekend with his friends, with his family, or just by himself. Which is that I usually, when I go out places, it's usually by myself. So that'd be cool. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to take it. That was a great call, and Bill, very passionate about that project. We got some more people on the line. Cheryl, hang tight. Everybody else, hang tight. This is the Mark Kaye Show. We are live in Dallas on News 104.5 WOKV.
Love listening to Mark, but can't every day? Good news. You can subscribe to the Mark Kaye Show podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Listen when you want, on the device you want. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name's Mark Kaye. We're live in Dallas. We're in Richardson, Texas, which is, I think, Dallas. And we are at Video Marketing World. The session just let out. There's people swarming the lobby. They're staring at me because I'm talking really loudly, apparently. We're very excited to be here. We're gonna play some Fake News Friday coming up here in just a minute. And I do have a panel to host a little later on today. And I do have a presentation to give tomorrow. And I'll tell you all about that here in just a minute. First, though, before the hour ends, I do want to get to Cheryl on the west side, who has been waiting very patiently. Cheryl, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kaye Show. How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. What did you want to say today?
I was on Twitter last night going through Joe Walsh's timeline. And he has used that N-word profusely through there. But when I used that, I had two major accounts from Twitter deleted, because they unblocked me. They deleted my accounts for using that word, spelling it out even. I mean, Joe Walsh even spells it out. I never spelled it out, and I never directed at any person. But he spells it out and just all through his timeline, and yeah, he's going to run for president.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Joe Walsh is an interesting character, and the more I think about the story and the more I look at it, and you're right, I've been watching kind of Joe Walsh for a while. He used to be a big supporter of the president. Now he's like the biggest, you know, he has so much animosity toward this guy. You'd think he was one of the Democrats running, but he's looking for a primary challenge to be the Republican Party candidate, and it's not going to happen, number one. And I think, and he's smart enough to know that. I mean, he's smart enough to know that. He is doing what I think
he's
a lot of people do.
He's going to go wherever the wind blows, wherever the money is. I mean, that's why he slips and slides back and forth.
And he's exactly right.
I want to know if I can get on that contest.
You want to know if you can get on what contest? Oh, yeah, we're going to do that in about an hour. Yeah, Cheryl, hang tight. Call back in about an hour. We're going to do that right at the end of the show, but we appreciate your call. Look, this Joe Walsh thing is you have to look at it for what it is. This is a publicity stunt, and this is how everybody is using this presidential race. They're using it. You know, look at Marianne Williamson, for example. Marianne Williamson is a fantastic example of an entrepreneur seeking publicity through politics. You know, and that's something that is unique to this election. It used to be in the last election in 2016 and the elections before that, you would have lesser known politicians, people that were senators, people that were congresspeople, people that were mayors even or governors. They would seek to put themselves on a national stage by running for president. Marco Rubio. Everybody knows who Marco Rubio is. Before he ran for president, only people in Florida knew him. And only about 50%, only really people in South Florida knew him before he ran for president. If you look at Kasich, who was John Kasich? He was the governor of Ohio. Then he became a presidential candidate. Then he made it to the top three. And now, I mean, he doesn't really do anything, but he's still out there. He's still creating animosity, and he's a well-known name. Ted Cruz, arguably one of the most powerful senators we have, sitting on all these committees because he has national recognition. He's from the state of Texas, where I happen to be right now. And that's how these guys used to use a president. That's what a presidential run was. If you knew you had no chance of winning, at least you would get to be on a committee somewhere. Well, now entrepreneurs have taken over. Look at this. Look at the people you have. You've got Yang. Guy ran Yahoo. Guy's a billionaire tech guru. What's he doing running for president? He's making himself more famous. Marianne Williamson, author, spiritual guru. What's she doing? Who knew who she was? I mean, besides my wife, because she watches Oprah. Who knew who she was before she ran for president? Now everybody knows her. And now we have a radio host who's looking to build his audience, maybe looking to get on Fox News, maybe looking to get his own show. And what's he doing? He's doing what all these other entrepreneurs are doing. They are taking advantage of the popular tide. They're taking advantage of the news cycle. He's like, look, I can challenge this president and I can get billions of dollars worth of free publicity for myself and my show and my career. And God bless him for doing it. I wish I'd thought of it. In fact, after I'm done here, I've got like an hour left. After I do my presentation here at Video Marketing World, I'm going to investigate how I can throw my name into the ring for president, because I want as many people talking about the Marque Show tomorrow as there are talking about the Joe Walsh Show today. I mean, again, I'm not a big fan of the guy, but I am a big fan of the guy's marketing genius. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. Coming up here in next hour, folks, we got some more of your phone calls. We had a guy call in talking about Met Park. He was very, very passionate about it. We have a couple more people that want to talk about it. If you want to comment about Joe Walsh, if you want to comment about any of the other cast of characters that are running, we'll get into a little bit of that, too. Fake News Friday. And don't forget, those Marque Show Keep America Great puzzle tees are going. We just sold like 9 more. I'm going to go update the website right now, and we'll see how many we have left in this first run of 500. So go to the Marque Show right now during this break and snag yours. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Marque more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Marque.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Marque, I can't find your website. What am I doing wrong, man? What's up?
I mean, I don't know. It's pretty easy. TheMarqueShow.com. That's all I can tell. A lot of people are finding it, man. These the Keep America Great puzzle T-shirts that are exclusively available on The Marque Show. Don't go try to get them somewhere else, because those aren't the real ones. James just picked up 5 for himself and for his family. Harry got 1. Connie got 4. So we're going to tabulate. We're going to make sure this is an updated list, because, again, there's only 500 total in the first run. So, again, it's The Marque K with an E, K has an E on the end of it, show Newsmax.com. Check it out. All right, I need to go back and the big story of the day, or it may not even be the big story of the day. And as I talk about these things and the things that I find interesting or the things that trigger me, I don't always realize, you know, people may not know what the hell I'm talking about. And I should probably go back and explain, because we got an open mic message about Joe Walsh, who is challenging Donald Trump for the presidency. And here's what the guy said.
Hey, Mark, you said Joe Walsh. Is Joe Walsh of the Eagles, or do you mean John Walsh of American Most Wanted? Two different people.
Yeah, Joe Walsh from the Eagles. How great would that be? I'm going to be honest with you. I've never voted for a Democrat in my life, but I would vote for Joe Walsh from My Maserati Does 185. We're going to have to get that out. We're going to have to play that in just a minute. But no, it's neither of them. It's Joe Walsh, who is a former Illinois senator. He was voted out. Nobody liked him. So he did what most failed politicians do. He got himself a radio talk show. And I can attest to that, because there's a lot of people who can't make it in the business world. They can't make it in politics. So they go and they do radio shows. And before, I mean, radio is for there's a in the entertainment industry and also in politics, in the entertainment industry and in politics, there is a hierarchy. And the hierarchy is movies. Number one, the gold standard. They call it the silver screen for a reason, because everybody who wants to be famous, who wants to be internationally known, everyone who has an ego that just needs constant stroking 24/7, movies are the way to go. Also, you make the most money in movies. Also, you do the least amount of work in movies. Also, you get the most amount of fame and prestige, and you can win Oscars, and there's all that stuff. But after movies, not every actor can be in movies. Not every person who wants to be famous can be in movies. Not every comedian gets to be the next, Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell. So some of them have to settle for TV shows. And TV shows, they're nowhere near as exciting as movies, but sometimes you got to bite the bullet. And instead of working for 6 weeks to make $20 million, you have to work like 13 weeks to make $20 million. And that's a tough pill to swallow. I mean, nobody wants to work 13 weeks for $20 million. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's insane. But there's a lot of these actors that bite the bullet, and they do it because they just can't get the big movie deals. You know, because every movie goes to The Rock. when The Rock is in 50% of the movies that come out in a year, well, 50% of actors are out of work, and they've got to go do like a Netflix special for significantly less money. But then, even lower and worse than doing television is radio. And radio is, it's almost unfathomable if your career has to sink to the low point of doing radio. Even though, not this particular person, but even though radio hosts, many of them, prominent ones, successful ones, make a lot more money than any of the people you see in the movies, any of the people you see on TV. I mean, so Rush Limbaugh, no surprise there. The guy makes $500 million a year, I think. Howard Stern at SiriusXM, same thing. So there are people who are, but the difference is those are professional radio hosts. And that's why they get up to that level. Everybody else. And they sink down. Whoopi Goldberg, before she was on The View, I don't know if you know this, but Whoopi Goldberg, she was in the movies. She won an Academy Award. She couldn't get any more roles. She then fell down to television. After that, she hosted a radio show for a while, and it was just too much for her to, I don't think she could handle it. I don't think she could bring herself to admit that she was a radio host. So she then went back on TV. She went back on The View. And she's back on The View now, and that's where she's probably going to stay till she dies. But this Joe Walsh guy, same thing. He was an Illinois senator. He didn't get reelected. I mean, in Illinois, it's tough to be a Republican senator or a Republican anything. So he went to radio, and he started off as a huge supporter of the president, started off as a huge supporter of Donald Trump, started off as a huge supporter of the GOP and the Republican Party. And then, slowly but surely, he lost faith. He lost his way. He couldn't stomach it anymore. He talked about, I think he said, you know, the whole thing, seeing the president with Vladimir Putin at the G7 or something, that was it. That was the last straw for him. He just could not handle the fact that Donald Trump had a great relationship with the president of Russia. So that's when he flipped. But I mean, he flipped. Also, I think he probably had some kind of marketing study out there, and the results came back, and maybe people were saying, hey, you know, there's an opening for somebody on the right. There's an opening exciting for somebody to come in and, even though you have not a snowball's chance in HE double hockey sticks to succeed, there's a chance for you to at least try to get in there. You know, try to get in there. Try to get your name out there. Have people Googling you. Have people looking at you. Have people try to figure out who you are. And so, yeah, it's not Joe Walsh from the Eagles. It's not John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. It's Joe Walsh from Illinois. And he, I imagine today, has a lot more hits on Twitter. He's got a lot more retweets. He's got a lot more followers on Instagram. He's got a lot more people tuning into his radio show. He's being invited by every network. He is now, he went from being a guy in Illinois who maybe a handful of people went new to, I mean, look, I'm talking about him. I don't know why. I mean, again, it's a little bit of jealousy. Because if I'd really sat down and thought about it, I would have thought to myself, man, you know what? I should challenge the president, too, and then maybe I'd be international news. So that's one thing I want to clarify. The second thing I want to clarify is, and I said it, you know, I said it tongue-in-cheek. Every now and then I'll say something as if I'm the opposition, but maybe it didn't come out this way. Here's an open mic message that from a guy who's triggered, and the last thing I want to do is trigger anybody.
Okay, Mark, I'm triggered. You just said the only thing worse than a reality show host for president would be a radio talk show host for president. But we have a reality show host for president. So you're telling me that we have in the office the second to the worst thing out there? I'm triggered.
Yeah. Allow me to clarify my statements. And I'm talking directly to the people who believe that this is the worst thing that could happen. The people that will constantly on the news and in the media and the talking heads and your aunt and your uncle who come to dinner. And in my case, you know, my sister who, I don't know, who uses a stone instead of deodorant because it's better for the environment. All those people, that's the people I'm talking to. I'm looking at them saying, hey, you think a reality TV show host is bad? There's only one thing worse, and that is a radio talk show host. I didn't even throw reality TV in there, but reality TV, it's right above radio talk show host on the level of least attractive and reputable career positions. I'm just saying, which means if I became a reality TV star, I would be going up a notch in my career. That's what I'm saying. But again, that was a message for our friends on the left. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. We, of course, know that Donald Trump's resume includes a lot more accomplishments over his lifetime than just reality TV star. Although I got to be honest with you, when it comes to reality television, his show was pretty good. 855-765-1045. Got to take another quick break. We are live in Dallas at Video Marketing World. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Don't want to miss a minute of the fun of the Mark Kay Show? Listen live everywhere you go in the News 104.5 WOKV app. This is the Mark Kay Show.
This is as soon as I got off the plane, here's what I saw. Ready? I saw two guys wearing cowboy hats. It happens, like the full 10-gallon cowboy hats right there in the airport. I have not seen anyone openly carrying a pistol. Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I have not seen anyone openly carrying a pistol, and I have not bumped into Beto O'Rourke. But I am looking out for all of those things. So I'm hoping, it's like a little, I'm doing my own little welcome to Texas scavenger hunt. And here's all of the, I haven't seen a steer, although I did eat at a taco place yesterday, man. I'll tell you what, and I took a picture of the menu. I don't know where it is, but it's a place called Torchy's Tacos. And my wife actually knew about it when I told her about it. She goes, oh my God, all the celebrities go there when they go to Dallas or Austin or Texas, and they always Instagram about it. And they had really phenomenal tacos, but they had a Republican taco, they had a Democrat taco, and they had an independent taco. And the Republican taco, I swear to God, I kid you not, came with a full, like, sausage. It was like a big wiener right there in the middle of the taco with a bunch of other stuff on. Looked delicious. The Democrat taco, I didn't order, but I forget what that had on it. I do remember the independent. It was made with, like, vegetables. It was made with, like, a grilled eggplant or something. I thought to myself, oh, my God, this is horrible. How stereotypical is that? Also, If I'm going to go eat tacos, I want there to be meat in there. And the Republican, I'm telling you, did not disappoint. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. And I'm here in Dallas at something called Video Marketing World, which I'll tell you about here in just a minute. But we've had somebody waiting very patiently, Tammy, on the South Side. Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I love your show. I love that you discuss things that are relatively not interesting to younger people, but you make it fun, interesting, and you just make it fun to listen to your show. So I really appreciate that.
Tammy, listen, I appreciate you listening. I'm glad you have fun. I'm glad that I can, that I make boring topics more interesting. So I'll try to pick more interesting topics. So I don't even have to do any work. But
no,
Tammy,
I think it's awesome. I want to bring up the issue of the downtown area and the developing downtown.
Absolutely.
You were talking about the Landing, Met Park. There's a lot of history there, and I must tell you, I hate to hear the story about the Landing being repeated, that it was just never upgraded. I mean, the city had to buy out that contract from the Swayman, and the reason they did is because the city never fulfilled their contract. They were in court when it happened, and we, the taxpayers, got to pay that off, or at least it came from taxpayer dollars. It was like $10, $11 million plus demolishing it. But there's even more history behind that, which is, the Met Park was left in a trust for public access, and there's a little bit of monopoly going on down there, downtown, with our buildings, and the trust requires public access. So there's going to be a swap, which is allowed, and any river access property to be a park for the public. So the Met Park, I suppose, the plan may be that, I mean, I'm not in the inside of anything. It's just known information that if you put the pieces together of this little puzzle, you'll see the whole idea is to make the Landing public access park so that Met Park can be sold off. And these wonderful hotels are going to be built for a losing football team, which I'm not going to attend, and neither is my family. And I've got my family members, people were saying nobody goes to the Landing. I had family members go every day. They work downtown. They went there every day. I took my family younger.
And again, if you work
there, just so you know.
If you work downtown, that's a whole different story. But, I mean, you cannot survive. You cannot have businesses survive, and there's so many of them. I mean, they just do a lunch business,
but they can't
sustain because there's nobody coming down there on the weekend.
There was no parking. That's one of the problems. And the business owners at the Landing would explain to you, people can't find a place to park. They won't come. And when you drive down there, just to pay your taxes or whatever people go down there to do, City Hall, you can see you have the people right in front of City Hall are just sitting there waiting for I don't know what. But it's a terrible situation, and they want to bring them over to Met Park by the football field, and, they think they're going to bring in a bunch of money. This is Jacksonville taxpayer dollars. The city ought to be looking out for the people who actually live in the city, work in the city, not just the upper 10% income earners. And it's just disappointing because I'd like to be able to go downtown. I have no reason to go there anymore. And there was a lot going on at the Landing.
You're absolutely right. Listen, and I appreciate your phone call. I really do. And I appreciate you listening to the show. And I'm not saying that the blame lands on anybody. The blame lands squarely on city council. The blame lands on Jacksonville. There's a lot to do with the Landing. There's a lot to do with the, with the management, that kind of thing. But the fact of the matter is you can go to dozens of cities around this country. You can go to Savannah. You can go to San Antonio. You can go to San Diego. You can go to even the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, not the parts of Baltimore, that where Elijah Cummings is in charge. But you can go to like the nice parts of Baltimore and in New York City, and you can see riverfront property that has been built up and has been in there where there's investment, and you can see a healthy mixture of capitalism, of history, of open public spaces, and private. Tammy,
who's going to go to hotels at the Met Park area by the field when there's no game going on? Who's going to go there? For what?
Tammy, that's all part of the problem. And thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
There are
Thank
ways.
You so much.
there are ways that you can create spaces that involve everything. History, you know, you can have a bustling economy, and you can have public spaces, and you can do it in a way that people will go down there 24/7. We just haven't had anyone interested in doing that here in this city until maybe now. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to take a quick break. But when we get back, we're going to play some Fake News Friday. I need two contestants for Fake News Friday. Your chance to win a News 104.5 Mark Kay Show prize pack. 855-765-1045 is our number. We'll play next on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
It is the Mark Kay Show, and I'm Mark Kay, and I'm live in Dallas. I'm in Dallas, Texas, at an amazing event called Video Marketing World, and there's so many people here from all over the country who are using video and Instagram and YouTube and Twitch and all the stuff that we use on a daily basis to bring you our show. They're using it to bring you, you know, whatever it is they want to bring you. And one of the companies here, in fact, the company that invited me out is a company called ClickFunnels, and they put me up. If you're watching on the stream, you can see I'm sitting at their booth, and I'm going to be doing a presentation with them. But they're just an amazing company that I've worked with for a long time, and in fact, if you've ever been to my website, for those of you who are buying up the Keep America Great puzzle shirts at themarkkayshow.com, you'll see the little banner. It's right there. There's like a little tag at the bottom of my website that says Made with ClickFunnels. And if you click there, you can get more information. But there, every time we do something, every time we go to the boss and we say, hey, we want to go to Cincinnati, can we have money? And they go, no. And we have to do our own fundraiser or our crowdfunding. Or every time when we gave away our fast scooters, we built all that through with ClickFunnels. We were able to use them, their software, to do it, and they're just amazing. And they've watched too. I mean, they've watched the show, and they've seen our success with it. And they said, "Hey, you're a great example of what we do. Would you love to come down here?" So, thank you for a big props to them for hosting us here live in Dallas, Texas. All right, it is time for, since it's Friday, it's time for one of our favorite segments of the day, of the week rather, and that is Fake News Friday. And here's how this works. It's very difficult in this day and age to decipher between the real news and the fake news. So if you can do it, we think you should be rewarded. And so what we've done is we've come up with some Mark Kay Show prize packs with some News 104.5 swag, a Mark Kay Show t-shirt, and we have two contestants on the line. I'm going to give you both headlines, or I'll give them each headlines, and if they can tell me if it's real or fake, they'll get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Let's go to the lines and meet our contestants. I think we have Cheryl on the line from the West Side. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Just fine.
Oh, good, Cheryl. You ready to play some Fake News Friday?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. And Jason, I think, is all on the line, too. Jason, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Oh, great. And which of you is standing in a wind tunnel at the moment? Is that you, Jason, or is that Cheryl?
Not me.
It might be a little windy out here.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, great. Well, here's how this works, guys. I'm sure you guys have heard it before. At least I hope you have. We'll go one at a time. I'll give you the headline, and after you hear the headline, all you have to do is tell me, is that real news or is that fake news? You got it?
Got it.
All right, perfect. Cheryl, we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Listen carefully. Here's your headline. ICE has opened an interdimensional detention center in space so that they can indefinitely imprison illegal immigrants without having to take up space in U.S. detention centers. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I believe it's fake news.
You believe that that's fake news?
Yes.
You don't think that ICE has opened up an intergalactic detention center for detainees?
Not yet.
Yeah, no, that not yet. That is that is correct. Nicely done, Cheryl. You got it. See, you're on the board. You got a point. You're a pro at this. Fantastic. Okay. All right, here we go. Jason, you ready to get on the board yourself?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
Listen carefully. Tell me if this is real news or fake news. An NFL exhibition game in Winnipeg, Canada, between the Green Bay Packers and the Oakland Raiders was played on an 80-yard field over concern for the condition of the field. Is that real news or is that fake news?
That would be real news.
That would be real news. The exhibition game in Canada between the Green Bay Packers and the Oakland Raiders was limited to an 80-yard field instead of the 100-yard field. Do you think that happened?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it did, actually. That's kind of... Apparently, what happened was there were holes in the end zone, so neither one of the general managers were like, look, we can't have our guys put in the end zone, so they just took out the end zones. There were, like, no kickoffs. It was really... There were no punt returns. It was really... doesn't bode well for kids. Like, welcome to Canada. Here's how we play football. We're going to have no kickoffs, eh? And after you score a touchdown, you got to chug a Molson, eh? And we don't make our footballs with pigskin. We use beaver, eh? Anyway, congratulations, Jason. You're on the board. It's tied 1-1. Cheryl, are you ready for your next one?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Listen carefully. Tell me, is this real or fake? This December 2019 will have 5 Saturdays, 5 Sundays, and 5 Mondays in the same month, a phenomenon that occurs only once every 800 years. Is that real news or fake news?
Are you talking about 2019 or 2020?
I believe 2019.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's fake, but
you
I'm
think
not
that's,
sure.
You think that's fake. All right. Well, I'm going to need your answer.
Yeah, it's fake.
It is fake.
It's already happened this year.
Yeah, and you know what happens is it happens like every 30 years. It doesn't happen every 800 years. They call it, the Chinese call it a money bag year because you have a month with 5 Saturdays and 5 Sundays. That's incredible. That's incredible. Great job, Cheryl. Yeah. You got another point. Jason, you ready? You can tie it up right here.
Let's do it.
All right, listen, here we go. Here is your headline. Tell me, is it real or fake? YouTube has removed videos of battle robots fighting each other, citing, quote, animal cruelty. Is that real news or is that fake news? Jason? YouTube, they removed videos of battle robots fighting each other, citing, quote, animal cruelty.
I would have to say fake news.
You would have to say that's fake news?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm sad to report that is real news. That actually happened. Somebody got triggered by the battle robot, so YouTube pulled him down, and they said, oh, what are we, animal cruelty. So there you go. That's okay. It's still a tight, close game. You could still come through in the end. Cheryl, you ready for your next one?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully, Cheryl. Red Bull is paying $10 to a bunch of Canadians who thought it would actually give them wings. Is that real news or is that fake news, Cheryl?
Oh, I hate that stuff.
Red Bull, they're paying $10 to Canadians who thought it would actually give them wings.
I believe that's true.
You believe that's true?
Yes.
I mean, it's Canada, so like anything could happen. They play football on 80-yard fields. That is true. There was a class action lawsuit from a bunch of Canadians sued Red Bull because it did not actually give them wings. And rather than fight it out in court, they just wrote a check for $850,000, and now all of them get $10. But it's $10 Canadian, so it's really only like $8.50. Cheryl, you're up to three. You're killing it, Cheryl. Jason, you need this to stay in the game. Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, here we go. Oh, hold on, Jason. Oh, wait a minute. I just messed everything up. All right, here we go, Jason. Let's get back to you. Here is your next headline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped over 300 points this morning when Donald Trump tweeted, quote, if the market drops 1,000 points, I promise I'll resign, end quote. Is that real news? Or you think that's fake news?
I think so. I hope so.
Well, you know what? The Dow did drop, but that wasn't the reason. Yeah, congratulations. Oh, wait, that was the wrong sound effect. You get one of these. That was not the reason. He tweeted out more about China. Congratulations. It's 3-2. Here we go. Are you ready, Cheryl?
I'm ready.
All right, listen, you can take it. You each get one more question. So, Cheryl, you're ahead. If you get this one right, you take the cake. Are you ready? Listen carefully and tell me, is this real news or fake news? Joe Biden's sister, Valerie, sent out a campaign email explaining that the reason Joe Biden stutters is because he's, quote, so smart he can't get the words out fast enough. Is that real news or is that fake news?
I have to say it's real.
You think that's real?
Yes.
Congratulations. They absolutely did have his sister Valerie write an email and send it out saying, when we grew up, Mama said that Joe stuttered because he was so smart he couldn't get the words out fast enough. With a score of 4-2, Jason, there's no way you can win. Congratulations, Cheryl. You're our big winner of Fake News Friday today. Yay!
Yay!
All right. Great job. Jason, thanks so much for being here, man. You guys are both great. We got to take another quick break. We have more of the Markay Show coming up in just a minute on News 104.5 WOKV.
What is relevant, informative, entertaining, connected, funny, and interactive? Well, Lee checks most of those boxes. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. I am live in Dallas. I'm in Video Marketing World. I'm about to host a panel, and then tomorrow I have a big one-hour presentation talking about, you know, basically building out videos and forcing people to go to your website and buy stuff. And, oh, by the way, don't forget to go to themarkayshow.com and get your T-shirts. But one of the things at Video Marketing World, this is the kind of place. There's like 400 people here. Every one of them has their own YouTube channel, and you wouldn't believe the kind of content that these people – I mean, this is what I love about the internet. Chris, who works for ClickFunnels and who's been hanging out all day and who's one of the reasons I'm here today too, he has a YouTube channel and he just showed me a video. Chris, explain to everyone briefly your YouTube video that has, what, now 10,000 views?
Yeah, this is crazy. This was totally by accident. Let me tell you how this started. My wife and I, she didn't realize, and maybe you guys don't realize this either, there's actually different sizes of Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pies. Did you know that the big pack is not necessarily just a bigger pack of the same size cookies? They're actually larger oatmeal cream pies. And so I did a video with my three-year-old at the time, and we basically pulled them out of the package and just showed it. And this thing's got 10,000 views. Right, it's so, the craziest thing.
Yeah, I'm playing.
We got a debate going on in my house. My wife didn't understand the difference between oatmeal cream pies and the oatmeal cream pies big pack.
Okay, so two things about this video. First of all, wives doubting their husbands is probably the number one reason why anything great happens in this world.
And if I'm going to prove it, why don't I prove it publicly?
Correct. Because you have to, you know, basically you have to, you know, you've got your ego you've got to protect. And so this video, like literally, I'm looking at it, 9,600 views, people watching. And I'm going to be honest with you, until he showed me this video, I had no idea that if you bought the larger size Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie, the big pack, it's not just a bigger pack, it's a bigger pie.
It's a bigger oatmeal cream pie, a bigger cookie.
And see, and this is the kind of, this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of content that makes America a great place to live. You know, this is, I don't know why Little Debbie has, do you know why they have different sizes?
No, it makes no sense. I mean, from like a strategic, like cost effectiveness, why would you have different machines, different, you know, ratios of oatmeal and cream? Makes no sense, right?
Yeah. I'm going to put this on my Facebook. Give me like 30 minutes. I'm going to put this on the Markay Show Facebook page because you have to, I mean, it literally it is. He's in his kitchen. He's got the two boxes. I had no idea. You're probably listening to this right now and you're like, oh, mind blown. That Markay Show blew my mind with the Little Debbies. And it's wild. But I'm here at this conference all weekend, and that's exactly the kind of stuff we're talking about. Sure, there's people that have, you know, very important newsworthy videos, and they're talking about very important topics. We also have, you know, a guy who teaches juggling online and makes $100,000 a month. So we're mingling with all these people. We're sharing what we know. We're learning from them. And now I have to, now I want an oatmeal cream pie. So I'm going to have to go do that. Listen, I will be back live Monday. Monday we'll be back live in the studio. In the meantime, we are still working on the Miss MAGA pageant, and some lady got really annoyed. She got really upset the other day because she thought like the Miss MAGA pageant was going to be misogynist, which it's not at all. There's going to be no swimsuit competition. There's going to be no degradation. This is going to be a celebration of the conservative female, and this is all in response to Katie Williams, Miss Nevada, who was stripped of her crown, who was stripped of her sash just because she wore that Trump 2020 hat on her Instagram. Also, she will be joining us on Monday morning, we hope, fingers crossed. She'll be joining us Monday morning. We're going to hear her entire story. And our good friend Tommy Lahren from Fox Nation, I just found out she launched a fashion line. So we're going to try to do Tuesdays with Tommy and get her on and talk about her all-new Freedom line. Freedom. By Tommy. It should be a lot of fun. Speaking of fashion lines, we're closing in on 300 of our Mark K Show Keep America Great puzzle shirts. So if you want to go to the website, it's themarkkshow.com. Get your, it's payday. When this is the time to do it. Go grab your shirts. Grab multiples. We have people this morning who scooped up 3, 4, even 5 of them for the whole family. Once we hit the 500 limit, the first run is over, and I don't know if there's going to be a second run. So go check it out today. TheMarkKayShow.com. It's K-A-Y-E for that one dude who couldn't figure it out. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back Monday morning live in studio right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.